Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And Joe at RT.ie, we spoke to Tony McMahon, the award-winning Irish musician, box player. We spoke to him way back in January. We were talking about Parkinson's, actually, with Shea Healy and Tom Hickey and Niall Power. And Tony was in India at that stage. And Tony is back in India. Tony, good afternoon.
Good afternoon from India, Joe. How are you?
Good, thanks. And tell us, start with Parkinson's and then I'll get to the reason you contacted us. Because we've just been talking about someone feigning Parkinson's. How are you getting on health-wise?
Well, I'll tell you, Joe, I'm 100% better than when I spoke to you this time last year. Because I had been diagnosed with Parkinson's 2 years before that. My soul was in my boots. Mm. I was in a terrible state, worried, upset, a bit traumatized. Today, I feel entirely different because I do not have Parkinson's.
Well, and what has happened in the meantime?
What has happened was I had a thing called a DAT scan, D-A-T-S-C-A-N. I had never heard of such a thing before. It happened by circuitous route through talking to a consultant in London. And I went back and asked my own consultant in Dublin to arrange it for me. And he seemed a little bit reluctant and he said it would cost €1,100, but he would do it. And it would take a month or two. Mm-hmm. So 2 months passed and I heard nothing. So I began to hound his secretary day by day until finally I got an appointment. Now, I went to the hospital for this DAT scan. It's a radioactive scan. They inject a radioactive dye into your brain, I suppose. You have the scan, and I went back to see my consultant 3 weeks later. He opened his laptop and he pointed out the exact focus in my brain of dopamine production. As you know, it's the lack of dopamine gives Parkinson's. And he said it was working perfectly. You do not have Parkinson's, he said.
And did he put a name on what you did have?
He said, I don't know. And yeah. What I do have at the moment is a terrible tremor in my right hand. But I'm not that worried about that. I'm in India and there are ways of dealing with that. And indeed, I have found one way of partially dealing with it, which I told young Angus McAnally this morning.
Well, tell old Joe Duffy then.
Well, I was advised by a very competent person that a small smoke of marijuana before playing on the stage mm-hmm. would cool off my right hand and allow me to play. So I tried it 4 weeks ago at a concert in Dundalk. I went out on mm-hmm. stage in terror.
Right.
I played one tune. There was good applause. I played a second. And I went on and played a third. And the stuff I had smoked began to kick in partway through the tune. And I never played better in my life. And I bought the bloody house down.
And you put that down to the marijuana?
I do.
And you could feel the effect of it, could you, almost within 5-10 minutes?
I could definitely. Yeah, it took about a half an hour to kick in.
I don't know where you got the marijuana in Ireland. Is marijuana freely available in India, by the way?
This happened in Dundalk, I tell you. Not in India.
I know that, I know, but I'm not going to ask you where you got it in Dundalk.
I don't know where to get it in India because I haven't smoked this stuff more than 5 or 6 times in my whole life. That I can take it or leave it. But the problem is I have nothing to play in at the moment. I have no accordion.
Which is the reason you contacted us. Tell us about your requests, Tony.
Well, I'm looking for some kind person to bring my accordion to any airport in India because I'm afraid to let FedEx or any of these international couriers take charge of it, because it's a very old, very delicate instrument.
Okay.
And you know the way couriers handle stuff.
Well, they're normally quite good, but I take your point. You want someone that you can almost talk to beforehand and explain to them.
Exactly, because it has to go on the plane hand luggage. It's a small light instrument in an knapsack case with two straps. It's quite light and easy to handle. It fits overhead the seats, you know.
And it's a button accordion, that's what you play.
It's a small button accordion. I'll send you a picture of it there.
Okay, so it wouldn't add to weight. It wouldn't add to... it's not cumbersome. You just need someone to keep a very beady eye on it for the journey, have it above their head, have it packed properly in the overhead locker, maybe
Exactly. And I'd be prepared to pay a lump of money to the person's fare. I'd much rather give it to somebody than give it to FedEx.
Okay, so
who might throw it around the place.
Okay, I'm sure they won't. But anyway, but Tony, whereabouts, like being such a big place, where in India do they need to bring it?
Any place. I'm in Bangalore at the moment. You can fly any place in India for a song. 25, 30 quid, I can fly from here to Delhi.
Oh, you will go. Okay. Yeah.
I'll go and collect it at the airport or at the person's hotel.
Fair play. So you're saying, and the likelihood of there's anyone going from here, it's to Delhi or Mumbai or whatever, but you will travel to either of those places? Or
yeah,
any other named airport to collect it.
Sure, because I'm beginning rehearsal hopefully in February with a Dr. Subramanian. He's a very distinguished player of the Indian Veena, V-E-E-N-A, which is my favourite instrument in relation to film we're preparing. So I could begin rehearsals as soon as I get it.
You see, I'm reading Wikipedia on Tony McMahon. It says, in 2014, Tony McMahon announced that he was unable to continue public performances as a result of Parkinson's disease. You're saying that's now incorrect. You don't have Parkinson's.
Exactly.
You have a tremor.
And that has lifted my heart, Joe.
That's brilliant.
I mean, I'm writing my memoir in India, and I have done more work in the past. I'm only here since November the 1st. I have an assistant working for me here full time. I have done more work in the past 2 weeks than I have for the past 2 years in my life. And I'm enjoying it. And Michael D. Higgins is right. Nobody should retire.
Well, you sound 10 times better than you did back in January. Much better.
I know. I was very bad that time. See, I suffer from a bit of bipolar disorder too.
Okay.
And this has lifted me quite a bit.
And can you get any help?
Stories.
It's great, sir. Tony, can you get any help for your tremor out in India?
Oh, yeah. I'll be starting to see an Ayurvedic doctor hopefully next Monday. At the moment, I have a bit of a problem with my sight. I went blind temporarily last Tuesday, so I went to an eye hospital and they may have to do surgery, but this is a small matter.
Okay. Somebody phoned in to say they did see you play. Where was it? Dundalk, and you did bring the house down.
That's right. Did somebody say that?
Yeah, but Tony, is part of that reaction that it was just people had almost not got used. People had been shocked at the news that one of our foremost box players with such a great tradition and traditional background could no longer play. And then suddenly he's back up there playing. Is that it's relief as well, I presume, on the part of the audience and almost congratulating
you. I can't speak for the audience, but there was somebody in authority and traditional music there who does know, Des Geraghty.
Mm-hmm, of course, yeah.
And Des can tell you exactly the way I played. I was really surprised myself, Joe, to be quite honest with you.
And your general health, and I understand the point you're making. When you were diagnosed with Parkinson's, obviously you were crestfallen and cast down, and that in itself has a domino effect on the way we feel, I suppose. And you think of the future and you wonder. Then you had the DAT scan, DAT, and that gave you the lift when you discovered it was a tremor just in the one arm, and then smoking the joint had a medicinal effect. It's not, that's been, yes, an argument made before. Have you engaged in that debate? And what do you think of the legalization of cannabis for? Well, the one they're talking about, decriminalization, obviously. But
well, I tell you, I never thought much about it, Joe, because it doesn't. I don't take marijuana normally, and I've devoted no thought to it. But what I have devoted a lot of thought to it to recently is the matter of assisted suicide. Because, as I told you, I've been down and out with depression and the opposite for the past 50 years of my life. And I've now decided on what the last chapter of my book will be. It will be on my assisted suicide, but not in Dignitas in Switzerland, in a clinical cold manner like that, and I have looked into it. But it will happen in my own home in the Coombe, surrounded by friends, musicians, relatives, and hopefully I will do it that way. And I have found a way of circumventing the legal possibilities of the doctor who orders the stuff being prosecuted.
Okay, well. Why do you say that, given that you've got good health news recently, Tony?
Well, one has to think into the future. I'm 77, Joe. I'll be 78 next year.
Yeah, that's young.
When one is in hale and hearty, as I am at the moment and working, that is the time to plan one's future.
But you're not planning your future, you're planning your death.
Well, it's just like making a will. These are all things that have to be done. And besides, I'm using it as the final chapter in my book, which is entitled McMahon's Farewell to Music.
Okay, but McMahon, Tony, you've just told me that you suffer from bipolar.
Yes.
Okay, so does that mean... And the devious illness that is depression will tell you to plan for your death. That's how devious that bloody illness is. So, like, were you, to paraphrase my question, were you in your right mind when you said, I want to plan my own assisted suicide? You follow me?
Oh, yes, I was.
Okay.
Well, I was, and I spoke to Dignitas. I looked into it. I discovered the costs involved. It's 4,000 euros to have the work done. And disposal, cremation, etc., costs 11,000 euros. So it occurred to me, wouldn't it be much better to spend that on a whale of a night out in my own home, entertain people, and have all the good things that are said about me said to my face before I go?
And you believe you've come up with, because you know what's happened here, people have been prosecuted.
I know that horrific story of that poor lady.
And Dublin Airport. But she was found not guilty, in fairness to her. And she did speak.
Yeah, but look at the trauma of going through.
I know. Well, you don't want to put anyone through that.
No. I've developed a round robin way. I was a medical student. I know a great many doctors will get it. If you get 20 or 30 doctors to sign a round robin order for the cocktail involved, the DPP would have a very hard job of picking out somebody to prosecute.
Tony, by the way, when you were going back to India, why didn't you bring the box with you, your accordion with you, when you were going back the last few weeks ago?
Because I had loaned it to Dermot Byrne, a friend of mine, a musician,
When you believed you were never going to play. Okay, sure, good God. Well, you are playing again.
Well, I have nothing to play on, but he offered to give me a lightweight accordion to bring with me. But on the day before, when he delivered it, I discovered it was actually too difficult and didn't suit me tuning-wise.
Okay.
So what I need is my own instrument back.
And do you miss playing, Tony, if you follow me?
Yes, it has been an amputation for me not being able to play because I've been on stage since I was 15, now 77, and it has been, well, amputation is the only word. And I used that word to you this time last year, I remember.
Yeah. Because box players and a lot of musicians, there's a reverie involved. You go in, it's a transcendent, quote Van Morris, it's a transcendent moment, isn't it? Once you get into it, yeah. It can be a beautiful place to be. By the way, what did you think the effect that the marijuana had on you generally?
Well, I liked it in that it sharpened my mind, the focus. What it did was bring me closer in touch with the actual piece of music I was playing, which was on Brooklyn Barn. And the effect was that whenever I slipped a note or missed a note, I was able to improvise around it and make it appear to the audience as if I had not slipped a note because of my shaking hand.
Yeah, well done. By the way, I think we have a Brooklyn Barn for you. Des, Brennan, Des, good afternoon.
Joe, how are you?
Good, you're listening to Tony McMahon.
I am, yes. How's everyone?
Good. When are you travelling?
I'm supposed to be travelling on the 7th, Joe.
And where are you travelling to, Des?
To Mumbai.
And would you have enough room in your knapsack or whatever for...
Well, I'd be willing to even hand carry it for him.
That's what he wants, yeah.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
And Des, where are you based in Ireland, Des?
Based in Wicklow town.
Okay, and have you any connection with Irish music?
Well, my brother, Pat, he's a country and western singer.
Okay, that's a connection.
In Wicklow town.
Okay.
No connections. Oh, sorry, my kids, what am I talking about? My kids play tin whistle and fiddle. That's a start.
And Des, what's bringing you to Mumbai? Not the plane, obviously.
I work in the oil and gas industry.
Okay.
So I'm what to call a saturation diver. So we work on the gas rigs.
Wow, a saturation diver.
Yeah. No.
That's subaqua, I presume. Is that what you're saying?
No. It's mixed gas. We live in a chamber.
Yeah.
On board a ship, which would be based around the oil rigs. So basically, I'm an underwater plumber.
Wow. And how long is your stint then in Mumbai?
I don't know. Maybe up to six to eight weeks.
Okay.
And keeps me out of trouble.
Okay, Tony, do you think when are you arriving in Mumbai, Des? Your work have to give the exact flights and all that carry on. Is that what you're saying?
Right. Yes. Yeah, okay. So basically, they've said I'll be travelling more or less around the 7th of December.
Okay, that's on just
that's
over.
That's any good to Tony.
Yeah, that's only a fortnight away. This day.
Yeah.
Yes.
This day
that would be.
Yeah.
That sounds very good.
Okay, listen to
that, gentlemen.
Yeah, we'll put Des in touch with...
I could put that gentleman in touch with Dermot Byrne, who has my accordion.
We'll do all that. And what were you wanted to handle very carefully, Tony, isn't that the...
Yeah, just brought on board the plane.
Okay.
No problem, Tony.
To let fall or anything.
Okay. No, I won't do that.
And you'll get to Mumbai or get someone to Mumbai to pick it up at the other end.
That's a wonderful gesture. Thank you so much.
No problem, Tony. Anything to help out the Irish?
Thank you.
Tony, by the way, briefly, is there a history to the accordion, or is it just one of a few you have and the one you love best?
Well, my history goes back 55 years. I bought it in a public house in Ennis for £17.10 many years ago.
Brilliant, brilliant. Brilliant. Okay.
Well, and it's still going better now than when I bought it.
Well, it's going from Ireland to India on the 7th of December, and you'll have it hopefully shortly thereafter. Des, will you be away then for Christmas, given that you're...
Unfortunately, yes, Joe, yeah.
Okay.
So, anyway, it's a job hazard.
Yeah, okay. No, fair play. And thanks for doing... We'll exchange numbers with both your permissions after this. Des Brennan and Buckley and Bongard and Emil Mahogat and Tony McMahon. Look after yourself, Tony. And it's great to hear you again in such fine fettle.
Great.
Okay, go to Mahogat. Gaslan, Tony McMahon, 51551.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.